Page 64, complete the unfinished treaty. Rathenai's biographer has described how the principal members of the delegation assembled in their pajamas in Rathenai's bedroom, and debated the question to go or not to go to Rapallo, Haas, SEEKT's representative in the secret military negotiations, was present at Genoa in the German delegation, but is not known to have participated in this famous bedroom scene. The reluctance of Rathenai was now finally overborne by Wirth and Maltzen. Next morning, after two perfunctory attempts to telephone to Lloyd George's advisor on Russian questions, E. F. Wise, who on the first occasion was still in bed and on the second had left for a picnic, the Soviet invitation was accepted. The day was spent in filling up the gaps in the draft, and at 5 o'clock the Treaty of Rapallo was signed. The fact of signature was more important than the formal contents of the treaty. It provided for a resumption of full diplomatic and consular relations. Germany waived all claims against Soviet Russia on account of nationalized German enterprises on the condition that the government of the RSFSR does not meet analogous claims of other states. The economic clauses were so drafted as to preclude participation of Germany in any international...